One of the key themes of the winter holidays is the focus on home and family. How appropriate it is that the Cardinal Stage Company's family show is Rodgers and Hammerstein's The Sound of Music. It's a moving, lovingly, and cleverly staged love story about personal growth, heroism, and the healing of a family. Melissa Bohan was a joy as the eager postulant Maria. Through her, the hills were indeed alive. There were those oddly childlike, enduring memories of things like whiskers on kittens. The lonely goat herd yodeled, and all the music came out of the orderly magic of do, re, mi, as song and dance replaced the mechanical marching that the grieving widower Captain Von Trapp had imposed on his children. Daniel Narducci did a lovely job both dramatically and vocally as the stiff captain, who rediscovers the joy of music, the love of his children, and then the love for Maria. He nicely handled the growth and the change as he moved from frozen grief to warmth and then heroic resistance to the tide of Nazism. Joanne Moffat was the thoughtful Mother Abbess, a woman who understands Maria and her special place in the balance of the worldly and the spiritual. Her climb every mountain was the key ending to the first act and the moment of transition for Maria and the show. Mike Price is the comical, scheming, opportunistic Max, and Caroline Dowd Higgins, as the gracefully scheming businesswoman Elsa, did a good job with difficult roles. Rodgers and Hammerstein actually construct a separate musical language for the two with a couple of patter songs that always seem an awkward fit to me. There's the mock paean to the difficulty of love between millionaires, How Can Love Survive?, and a piece about giving in to the Nazi aggression, No Way to Stop It. Rachel Faulkner was appealing as the eldest daughter Liesl, first resisting Maria and then, with her, sharing their pangs of first love. The duet 16 going on 17 with C.J. Pawlowski as Rolf was athletically delightful. I'd be amiss if I didn't mention the strong presences of Janice Parker as the captain's housekeeper and David Cole as his former naval companion and butler. Were the trio of nuns played by Lisa Kurtz, Aaron Mills, and Jocelyn Goodman. The children, Wednesday night, from the littlest, Abigail Strawn, through Lauren Bauman, Maria Sarah Lysandreau, Josiah Goodman, Laura Schneider, and Tony Pinella were all superb. The varied costumes by Angie Burkhardt all looked good on the players and actually were keys to much of the story themselves. Caleb Levengood's sets were varied and interesting, from the homey office of the nunnery to the imposing facade of the captain's home, and finally to the menacing unfurling of the Nazi banners in the concert finale. John Burst was always in control as music director and conductor for his 15-piece orchestra. Director Randy White with choreographer Astor Widlansky have put together a tight show that uses dance and movement very well. There's the almost Margin Gower champion dancing of Rolf and Liesl, the tight Broadway numbers for Max and Elsa, folky dancing for the children, and the magical moments on the dance floor when the captain and Maria realize their love. Things never stand still for very long in this dynamic production. The Cardinal Stage Company's The Sound of Music at the Buskirk Chumley Theater continues with performances through January 3rd. You can find this review and an interview with Daniel Narducci and Melissa Bohan on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.